Miss Windham, had you ever gotten a perm before?
Yes.
How many would you say?
2 a year since I was 12. You do the math.
You know, a girl in my sorority, Tracy Marcinso, got a perm once. We all tried to talk her out of it. Curls weren't a good look for her. She didn't have your bone structure. But thankfully, that same day, she entered the Theta Delta Phi wet t-shirt contest, where she was completely hosed down from head to toe. Chutney, why is it Tracy Marcinso's curls were ruined when she got hosed down?
Because they got wet?
Exactly. Because isn't the first cardinal rule of perm maintenance that you're forbidden to wet your hair for at least 24 hours after getting a perm at the risk of deactivating the ammonium thiogocolate?
Yes.
And would somebody who had, say, 30 perms before in their life be well aware of this rule? And if, in fact, you weren't washing your hair, as I suspect you weren't because your curls are still intact, wouldn't you have heard the gunshot? And if, in fact, you had heard the gunshot, Brooke Windham wouldn't have had time to hide the gun before you got downstairs, which means you would have had to found Brooke Windham with a gun in her hand to make your story plausible. Isn't that right?
She's my age. Did she tell you that? How would you feel if your father married someone who is your age?
You, however, Chutney, had time to hide the gun after you shot your father.
I didn't mean to shoot him. I thought it was her walking through the door.
Oh my God.